Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I wanted to do this story real quick. I love reading things like this and getting your take on it. Seven everyday items that are worth breaking frugality for. So you got frugal habits and you like to save money. Sometimes you get what you pay for. And these are some items where they say it's okay to invest. The first one is a home office chair. You guys have a home office?
Yes.
Yes.
You have a gaming
room. I call it the man cave.
But it's like where you game for the most part,
yes.
Right? Do you have a nice chair?
Yes.
Do you love your chair?
I do. My wife got it for me. It's a Captain America leather office chair.
What's its name?
I don't. My chair. I don't name my chairs.
My chair.
I don't name my cars either.
I just was gonna ride this wave until it fizzled out.
It
was right about there.
Its name, Brad? Smart
just,
guy.
Just imagine,
why don't you marry it?
Just imagine a case where he told me what the name of the chair was.
It'd be like, wow, you really knew what question to ask.
It is no weirder to name your beloved office chair than to name your car.
I don't do that either.
Well, neither do I. But I'm just telling you that people do name their cars, and they are serious about naming their cars. So I don't, like, if you're going to name inanimate objects that you love, why not name your chair that you love?
Just name everything.
Do you have an office, home office?
I do, but the chair that I have came from like somebody's old office that they closed during COVID. So I wouldn't say it's a nice chair.
I have my studio at home that we developed over COVID. And this one kind of made me laugh because I struggled to find a chair because I bought during it. The studio went in multiple iterations over the course of COVID, but I broadcasted from home for almost 2 years. And I bought myself a standing desk because I wanted to be able to do some of the show while standing. Why? Because I was pregnant and it was hard to sit in a crap chair while I was pregnant. So I wanted to be able to stand. So then I ended up getting a drafting chair, I think is what it's called. The taller ones. We're sitting in them right now from work, but it has a really short seat and I was pregnant. Oh. So I was just constantly like sliding down the chair. I had to put a box in front of me and all the whole ordeal. So I went and Black Friday bought myself a nice new chair off of Amazon, and it's still in the box. I haven't opened it. So I don't know what it's like, but I do have what I think to be a nice chair in a box. So I invested in it, but I don't know if it was a good investment because I haven't had to sit in it. But I've been here. The next one is a coffee machine. Do you guys have a coffee machine that you use and know and love?
Yes.
Is it one that you spend? Is it like you can get like a $15 Mr. Coffee?
No, it's more expensive than that, but it does both the single cup and the pot. That it's a Hamilton Beach, and it's nice, but it's not like $1,500 or anything like that.
Beach. Mine's a pontoon beach.
mine is at Scooters.
Yeah.
which, by the way, today I got an iced coffee instead of a hot coffee.
So did I.
It was a transitionary day. Mm-hmm. And when I ordered it, they go, ooh, big change. And I thought, that's kind of embarrassing. I'm at the drive-thru. I'm like, I'm going to change it up a little bit. And then I just did the same order, but iced. And they mocked me. And I deserved it. It's fine. It's delicious, though. Coffee machine for me is, we don't make coffee at home every day. So I can't say here or there. But if I valued it at home more, I think that might be different. A computer and mobile phone. I agree with this. I have a MacBook Pro and a very nice MacBook Pro, and it does everything I need, and I can rely on it. And same thing with my phone. I have a Galaxy Ultra. I don't remember what the number is, but whatever it was is the nicest one that they had at the time. And I pay for it up front, and I ride that until the thing doesn't work anymore. So I might have it for 3 years or so.
I don't get the nicest phone. I do try to get a good computer because they last. Mm-hmm. And my computer right now is from 2012. And at the time, it was a really good one. But it is at kind of the end of its life, so I'm looking for a new one.
Yeah, I both of my computers are super nice and super valuable. So
a good investment.
But I don't do that with my phone. I usually get the newest base model that I
this
can get.
This is, in my opinion, very sexist of me, based on you being men and not having to, you're not constantly looking at your phone as your camera.
Right.
Women do that. Oh. Moms do that. And so when I invest, I'm investing in the camera. The next one is running shoes. 100% agree.
Yes.
About this. Good shoes, good footwear, mattresses. Yes. My favorite, I have the best mattress on the planet. And when I go out of town, when I come home and crawl into my bed, I have palpable joy to be back in my bed with this fantastic mattress that I got from Kloss Furniture in Edwardsville. It's wonderful. And the last two here are kitchen tools. And skincare products. Skincare products, if you're buying skincare products for cheap, you are getting cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You're investing in water. Anything to say about those before I give the results?
My wife just got a bunch of stuff in Japan, and she keeps bragging to me about how great her skincare products
are. Always go the cheap route on skincare.
No, don't. Worth it. It's worth the investment.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.